Sometimes life feels out of our control. We get stuck in trauma, old patterns, and change feels out of reach. Sometimes it feels like fate. We want to help you break out of old, unhelpful patterns and become healthier. We're Fate Resilience, taking control of the outcome.
With licensed therapists, Jennifer Oxford,
Taylor Madsen,
Haley Mayer. All right, guys, welcome to the first episode of Fate Resilience Podcast. We're going to start out with some intros.
I'm Jennifer Oxford. I'm a clinical mental health counselor, and I specialize in emotional regulation, working with traumas, childhood traumas, attachment traumas, all your traumas. And I do a lot of work in parenting, especially with teenagers, couples, and families. I have been a therapist for 17 years. I believe that when we work on ourselves, it makes better relationships with other people, and that self-awareness is a really important part of healing.
I'm Taylor Madsen. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I've been doing this for about a decade now. I specialize in trauma, sexual addiction, substance addiction, attachment, dissociation, psychosis, personality disorders, gender identity, families, couples, divorce, and grief. And like any well-adjusted child, I've wanted to be a therapist since I was 12.
That's his belief system with therapy. Well, I'm Haley Mayer. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. Been doing this, oh gosh, we're coming up, I think, on like 5-6 years now. But yeah, I do everything they do. Mainly I deal with depression, anxiety. We have, you know, personality disorder, grief, substance abuse, addiction in general, connection issues with most of everyone. But yeah, pretty much anything and everything. I also like the whole holistic approach. Definitely a mind, body, all the things connected type of therapist. And so I definitely like bringing up all the different random facts that go along with therapy. Taylor's more of a stats. I'm the random facts. And then Jennifer just comes in with the actual knowledge. So we just do what we can.
We've got you covered.
All areas. It's like a really good car insurance plan that Taylor and I both know a lot about lately.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully the tow truck doesn't show up while we're in the middle of this.
You know what? We'll be good either way. Just, hey, be vulnerable. This is what we're about, right, Taylor?
Yes. We're about tow trucks and vulnerability right now.
It works.
I feel left out in the tow truck department, but I'm okay with that. I'm hoping not.
Give Taylor 10 minutes. He'll back right into your car. But yeah, well, I guess our purpose for the podcast would be next, right?
So this podcast is Fate Resilience, the idea of taking control of the outcome.
That is true. Amen.
Maybe we can talk about what that means for each of us, what fate resilience means, and the idea of taking control of the outcome through therapy.
For me, I like to think about the myth of Pandora. Prometheus was commanded by Zeus, along with his brother, to make mankind, and they only made men. And then Prometheus was feeling bad for man, and so he stole fire from the gods and gave them fire, and Zeus was pissed. And so to punish mankind, to balance out the fact that they had a gift from the gods, he ordered Hephaestus to make a woman. So Hephaestus was the god of the smiths. And so he made this beautiful woman. And then he asked all the gods to give her a gift. So Athena taught her weaving and gave her a beautiful gown. And Hermes taught her how to speak beautifully. And everyone gave them the best of themselves. Aphrodite taught her how to be beautiful. And it went on and on and on. And so Pandora means all the gifts. And finally, Zeus gave her a jar. And it contained all the evil. And finally, he had Hermes bless her with curiosity, knowing that when Pandora went among men, she would not be able to not open the jar. And so soon enough, she opened the jar and out came illnesses, weeds, poison, jello, a mosquito that won't fly out of your room, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And so this all happened very, very quickly. And she was horrified and she hurried and slammed the jar back down. But there was one thing that didn't get out, and it was hope. So this is really symbolic of therapy, that lots of people are afraid of what therapy is going to be like. Therapy can be really hard. It can be really scary. But if we don't open that jar, if we don't go through all the muck, we're never going to get to hope. Mm-hmm. And so we either carry around our junk or we go through it.
I think you have a good point too with that, where it's the idea of it was going to be opened up anyways, right? The reason the stuff was put in the jar is because it's going to be opened up. And so we're going to go through whatever it is we're going through, trauma, capital T trauma or little t trauma. We'll probably talk more about what that looks like. But it's the idea of if we're going to go through it anyways, we need to also decide, like, are we going to be willing to open up and look at the option of possibly healing? Or are we going to keep just being stuck with the plagues of what's going on and have a difficult time doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important to notice that, like, it wasn't Pandora's fault. Mm-hmm. Someone else made those decisions.
It was a man's fault. I'm just kidding.
I'm not kidding.
we're going to say all the things. All the things. I really love that analogy. I am not into as much Greek mythology as Taylor and or.
Yeah.
If it's nerdy, I'm going to be there.
But I, one of the things that I really like is this concept, right? That we don't always choose what's given to us. I don't know that we ever get to choose what's given to us, but I know that we don't always choose it. And that sometimes we don't like it. Sometimes we want to close it up, put it away and ignore it and hide it. And then we find that no matter what it is, the stuff that's already in our lives starts to show up in ways we don't want it to show up. Mm-hmm. And it's really frustrating. And we could go to this place of, you know, blaming the father figures, the weird aunt and uncles that give you weird gifts, all those things. We could go to blaming, but, or we could go to, what can I create from this? What can I do with what I've been given? And we can learn to master and develop our own outcome, no matter what we started with.
Yeah. I think that's something we all talk about within our own private practice, you know, practice work, I guess, whatever you call it, with all of our clients. That's kind of our big message, is always like, yes, you weren't given that, but you have a lot of power to decide what you're going to do with what was kind of essentially like served up to you. And so I think that's why we all, I mean, we all have different viewpoints about different things for the most part, like, but at the same time, we all kind of get along on the basics. And one of those is that, you know, no matter what, we see people as being able to be resilient, be able to come back from whatever it is that they were given and to be able to flourish from that. And so I think that that's like, I think that's why we all have a pretty similar idea as far as that regards. So it makes sense to me. I mean, the idea that you should be able to take something that you wouldn't normally see as being a growth place. Like, I like the idea of a wildfire, right? You know, they are actually done to help, which everyone thinks that that is not truth, and that it's actually quite dangerous, and we have to just go yes or no, or good or bad. This idea of however it started, whatever's going on, you know, nature on its own has this resiliency of knowing how to use that and how to like make better out of it. And I think we are also programmed as people to know how to do that too, whether or not we are the ones who's instigated it or someone else did it to us. Bottom line, we're always programmed to like get something out of it and to become better from it. So
as you're saying that, I was thinking about how as a therapist, so often people want the answer, right?
We do too. So just heads up.
No offense.
If we had it, we would give it to
people. Come and say, what's the answer? What should I do? And one of my favorite questions when that comes up is to ask people, what do you want to create with your life? Mm-hmm. Because whatever you want to create, that is what determines what we do next.
Yeah.
And I actually had a client who came in and felt really empowered and had a big goal. And I said, we can do that. We can absolutely do that. The work isn't going to be necessarily easy. It's not going to be torture. I don't believe in torture, just in case we need to pull that out. But I do believe that when you really want to create something, that you have to be willing to do the work to get to the hope and the freedom that you want to create.
Yeah, so this podcast is going to be a little of everything, kind of give you some tools to be helpful on your own, and maybe an idea of when would be helpful for you to come into therapy, regardless of who that therapist is.
Yeah, and we also understand too, therapy, if you've had negative experiences with therapy, or you just aren't 100% sold on the idea, it takes some effort sometimes to try to find what works best for you. So we're not saying like, here's the catch-all. Like Jennifer said, like, we don't have the answers to everything. And in fact, actually, the more you go to therapy, the more you become therapist-minded, you kind of realize like there are no answers to anything. It's just based off the individual, what they're wanting. And so we understand that.
I love that, Kaylee, because the more and more therapy I do, the more I realize that therapy is the process of understanding yourself, your past, where you stand now, what are the skills and knowledge you've gotten to this point, and where you're headed.
No, that makes sense. We're also always welcome to have people ask for certain topics or questions, because I think that's also like back to that therapist mindset, knowing where people want to go with different things. We can come and present the things that we get excited about and talk about, but it's also kind of cool to have that mix of like, okay, what are the questions that people have? What are the, you know, additional resources people need? And I think that that's also part of, we want to have a part of the podcast culture of just it not just being like, hey, we have our psych education, let's just present it to you and you should just be okay with that. I think that's the whole part of a therapy podcast, is just being able to be like, hey, what kind of tools do you guys need? You guys listen to a bunch of these kinds of things. What things are you missing? What would you like a different take about? I love it all.
Anything amen. Else?
And amen.
There we go.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review. And if you want to find us on social media, we're on Instagram and Facebook at Fate Resilience. We'd love to hear from you.